With Montana News, I'm Austin Amastoy. As wildfire seasons change, more people are exposed to more intense fires and more smoke. As MTPR's Ellis Julin reports, public health researchers from across the West met last week to discuss how to prepare for a future with fire.
It's mid-October, a time when leaves change, temperatures drop, and usually wildfire season has come to a close. But this year, many areas still saw smoky skies and declining air quality as hot, dry conditions continued to fuel wildfires. It's indicative of the future scientists expect under human-driven climate change. And at the 5th Annual Wildfire Smoke Symposium, researchers, healthcare professionals, and government officials gathered in Missoula to discuss life with fire and adapting to a smokier future. Ava Orr is a researcher at the University of Montana. She said smoke exposure can have immediate negative health impacts and also long-term consequences, like chronic respiratory conditions.
There's lung function decline, increased risk of heart attacks, strokes, and elevated risk of respiratory disease.
Another concern is the microscopic particles inhaled with smoke. These fragments are smaller than a piece of dust and can cross into bloodstreams and into the brain. Jennifer Robaum, a psychologist, encouraged conference attendees to also consider mental health impacts, which can be harder to measure.
Just imagine that you've just spent several consecutive weeks or months in deep wildfire smoke, and the air is thick and acrid, the view is blocked, the smell is kind of everywhere, there's a feeling of just sort of oppressiveness.
A growing understanding of smoke's health impacts is driving action, like ensuring people have access to clean indoor air when skies are smoky. State health officials said the first step is expanding air quality monitoring to provide more locally specific data and then creating safe spaces for people to go indoors. Montana, Colorado, and the Nez Perce tribe in Idaho recently received federal funding to provide cleaner indoor air in public spaces during smoky periods. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.